One of the great mysteries of life is guidance. And human beings, as well as all animals and all plants, are guided. Animals are guided by the various methods that they use for migration, and scent trails, and the visual cues that they use to navigate through life. Guidance is often from the sky, from the sun, from the stars, from the Milky Way galaxy. It is from the magnetic ley lines of the earth. There are many forms by which the animals of the world receive their guidance. Human beings receive their guidance from angels, from intuition, from our soul, from that which we perceive as divine and transcendent and internal. And of course, the plant kingdom receives its guidance largely from the sun, the stars, and the moon. Within the Tibetan Buddhist Wheel of Life imagery, then you have within each of the six realms of cyclic existence, the hell realms, ghost realms, human, animal, the titans, and the gods, you have also guidance inside that realm, that there is a Buddha and a Bodhisattva within each of those realms, guiding and pointing out the way to relieve oneself of the wheel of suffering. Here in this image, of course, is a classical one of the angel Gabriel coming to Mary and giving her the guidance that she is going to bear a child. And she is also in a prayerful mood, so she is also and already in a guidance-seeking, humble attitude within herself. And what I'd like to do with our meditation, as we stay within the Christmas theme and its mythic imagery and the symbolism of that, is to meditate on guidance, is to maybe open ourselves to guidance, and to learn that it is in trusting this guidance, no matter what shape or form that it takes, that we will increase the possibility of receiving more guidance, that it is in noticing the subtle and in acknowledging the intuitive and subjective, that these will increase. If we dismiss them and if we do not act upon them or do not even contemplate their value, then they won't increase. Until we smile as we gaze one more time at this image, and part of the way by which Mary opened herself to more guidance was through prayer and contemplation. And all of us, of course, can do that in whatever way suits us, but to actually do it, whether it be with nature or the sky or with spiritual texts or various forms of contemplation, prayer, and going inside for meditation. We smile. We stretch our back and sit well, and we settle together, breathing in and breathing out. There's a classical Christian textual statement. It is, be still and know that I am God. Actually, I think it's from the Old Testament and Moses. So we engage the stillness and the quietude that we find within our settling. We breathe deeply, deeply and slowly in, deeply and slowly out. And we bring forward the serenity that is innate. And by participating fully in breath, in stability, in the eyes and the ajna, right behind our closed lids and inside our mind, then a light is created, a clarity, a brightness, whether or not it's visual. Guidance will always have these qualities: non-personal, quiet, serene, and pointed. Pointed means that they will be specific, but always non-personal. Even when guidance is speaking directly to us about something we have asked, or something that is about our safety, still the guidance itself will be non-personal. So we hold this serenity, breathe it, and feel the luminous quality of it. Again, regardless of visual or not, there still is that vibrancy. And maybe, just maybe, something of your senses will open such that you perceive that in fact you are constantly guided. Or that guidance is constantly available, that there is a host of subjective beings all around us all the time. And there are usually are one or two specific beings that have personal, though not, I should say, individual relationship and direct relationship with us. And that has been so since we were children. But human beings are curious. We think we know it all. We think we know better. And so we don't pay attention quite often, or dismiss that which whispers in our ear, or which alights in our mind. Or we just don't keep any tranquility and serenity such that the whispers might be received. And we plow along. And we direct our life. And in general, we don't do it that well. Because if we did, the world would not be a world of suffering. If we listened to this inner guidance, the world would not be a world of suffering. So let's meditate. We smile again and make sure we have wonderful asana, because our body is also comprised of beings of guidance, luminous beings. And first, we settle again, breathing in and breathing out. And now open your heart and the mind, because they are inseparable. They are one thing, not two. And if you've had an experience of particular guidance before, especially if it had a luminous quality to it, a grace, a blessing, then hold yourself in that again. And feel the gift of it again. In the stories of the great ones down through human history, all of them were guided. Sometimes the guidance seemed to come from inside themselves, but it still was of their higher nature, that which had not yet been tapped by them. And in other cases, it was an angelic being, or a celestial being, or an extraterrestrial being. Sometimes when we are walking in the woods, it is the elementals, or the sprites, the fairies, the elves, that guide us, teach us, point things out, giggle with us in the sunlight. Some people are guided from the time they are young, visited by angels and angelic beings, visited by Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, great ones. And they write about such things. And they tell the stories. Within the Tibetan tradition, after gurus have passed on, they come back and visit their disciples. So we hold ourselves in this light, this serenity, this guidance. We hold ourselves in the humility required to receive it, to notice it, and the equal humility to follow it. And so may it be that each of us realizes the gift of guidance, realizes that we are being guided all through the day. May we realize that it is in humility, openness, in a soft demeanor that the guidance can be received and is more available. But let us also notice the true guidance is non-personal. It can be applied personally, individually, but that guidance, if it is true, would apply to anyone. And so may we all together, as members of humanity, live from the heart and its inner guidance, and thus may we all be part of the upliftment and guidance of humanity. Love you all. Create a beautiful day, one according to inner guidance.